Hare 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 अनंत कोटि वैष्णव नती जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर जी है। प्रेम कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाकादि गौर भक्तवृंद जी है। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ धाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन जी है। वृंदावन धाम जी है। नवद्वीप धाम जी है। गंगा माई की है। यमुना माई की है। तुलसी देवी की है। भक्ति देवी की है। सावेद भक्तवृंद की है। All glories to the assembled gods. All glories to the assembled gods. All glories to the assembled gods. गोविंदम आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविंदम आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविंदम आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। चिंतामणि प्रकरसनसु कल्पवृक्षाख्या वितेषु सुरधीरभिपालयन्तं रश्मिसहासशतसंभ्रमाशिवमानं गोविंदम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविंदम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। गोविंदम् आदिपुरुषं तमाहं भजामि। Somebody, as you know. Yes, so we are interested in capturing the original first. We are not interested with any covering. Govindam Adi Purusham. But if one can capture the original person, then he captures everyone. Just like the same example in the Vedas, it is said in the Upanishad, Jasmin Vijnate Sarvamevam Vijnatam Bhavanti. If you can understand the Supreme Personality of God or the Absolute Truth, then you understand everything. there is no need of understanding separately. Jasmin vijyate sarvamitam vijyatam bhavanti. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, janglabdha chakram lamhang mannate nadhikam tata. Jasmin sipe guru nati dukkhena na vichal. Now, we are, everyone, searching after some standard of life where we will have no anxiety. That is the aim of everyone. Why you are studying? You are trying to approach a certain point. Just like two parties playing on football, they are each one of them trying to approach the goal. That is victory. So, everyone is trying to gain something. According to different positions, according to different ideas, not everyone is searching after the same thing. Somebody searching after material pleasure, somebody searching after intoxication, somebody searching after sex, somebody searching after money, somebody searching after knowledge, somebody searching after so many things. But there is one thing. If we can get that, attain to that perfection, then we shall be satisfied and we shall say that we do not want anything. Kamin kitakosmi varam jati. There are many instances. So there is like that. And that is Krishna. If you can simply understand Krishna, then your knowledge is perfect. You understand everything. You understand science, you understand mathematics, you understand chemistry, physics, astronomy, philosophy, literature, everything. It is so nice. So, Bhagavad says therefore that saṃsiddhi haritosam. Whatever department of knowledge or whatever department of activity you are engaged in, it doesn't matter. But if you can find out the supreme by your pursuit of knowledge, that is your purpose. You are a scientist, all right, it doesn't matter. By your scientific research work, you find out the supreme, then it is your purpose. You are a businessman, with your money, just find out the supreme. You are a lover, just find out the supreme love. You are after taste, aesthetic, or atheistic, not aesthetic, a sense, taste, beauty. If you find out the supreme, your searching after beauty will be satisfied. And Krishna, that is Krishna. Krishna means all of that. You are searching after something. If you find Krishna, then you see, yes, your goal is attained. Therefore his name is Krishna. Krishna means all of it. He attracts it to the lover, he's attracted to the wise, he's attracted to the politician, he's attracted to the scientist, he's attracted to the robes. When Krishna entered the arena of Pansa, different kinds of people saw him differently. Those were invited from Vrindavan. The young girls, they saw Krishna, the most beautiful person. Those were restless, they saw Krishna as thunderbolt. They also saw Krishna, but they saw, here is thunderbolt. Just like however strong you may be, if there is fall down a thunderbolt, everything is finished. So they saw Krishna as thunderbolt, the restless. Yeah. And the elderly persons, elderly ladies, they saw Krishna as loving child. So you can establish relationship with Krishna anyway. There are 10-12 kinds of rasas, humans. Just like sometimes we want to see very pathetic scene in some drama, some costly scene. Somebody is murdering somebody, and we take pleasure in seeing that. There are certain kinds of persons. There are different kinds of sporting. One of our students in Montreal, he was saying that his father took pleasure in bullfight in Spain. And the bull is killed by fighting. You are taking pleasure. So different kinds of men. One person is saying it is horrible. Another person is enjoying. Oh, it is very nice. Is it? So, Krishna can accommodate. If you want to love horrible things, Krishna can present yourself as living a star. And if you want to see Krishna as very loving friend, he is Bansidhari, Vrindavan Bihar. If you want Krishna as loving child, then he is Gopa. If you want Krishna as loving friend, he is Arjuna. That's Arjuna and Krishna. There are 12 kinds of humors. Krishna can be accommodated all the humans. Therefore, his name is Akhila Rasam Mrita Sindhu. Akhila Rasam Mrita Sindhu. Akhila means universe. Rasa means mellow, human. And the ocean. Just like if you try to find out water, and if you go before the Pacific Ocean, unlimited water, there is no comparison how much water is there. Similarly, if you want something, and if you approach Krishna, you will find unlimited supply. Unlimited supply, just like ocean. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Janglabha chaparangalabhang mannate nadhikam tapah. If anyone can approach or gain that supreme absolute, then he will be satisfied and he will say, I have no more thinking. I have got everything complete in full satisfaction. Jangrabdha chapanglavan mannati nadhikangata just means sthite. And if one is situated in that transcendental position, then what happens? Guru napi dukhena na vishala. there is very serious test of this test. He's not, having to say, ordered. There are many instances in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just like in the Bhagavad Gita, the Pandavas were placed in so many distress conditions, but they are never faulted. They never asked Krishna, my dear Krishna, you are my friend, you are our friend, the Pandavas. Why you are undergoing so much severe test of difficulty? No, they never. Because they were confident that in spite of all these difficulties, we shall come out victorious. Because Krishna. Because Krishna. This confidence. This is called Saranagati. Surrender. There are 6 points of surrender unto Krishna. 1 point of surrender is to believe that Krishna will protect me. Just like a small child has got full faith in his mother. My mother is there. There is no danger. Confidence. I have seen it. Everyone. My God. I will narrate one practical experience in Calcutta. In my younger days, I was traveling in tram, and my youngest son, he was with me. He was only 2 years old or 2.5 years old. So the conductor, out of joke, asked him, "Give me your fare." So he first of all said, like this, "I have no money." So the conductor said, "Then you get down." He will just say, "Ah, here is my father." Oh, you cannot ask me to get down. My father is here. But this is the psychology. If you are opposed to stop, then even the greatest fear will not agitate you. That is a fact. So such a thing is Krishna. Try to achieve this greatest goal, Krishna. And what Krishna says, Konte apradijani hi nami hatya pranasyati. My dear Kontya, Sanat Kunti Arjun, declare in the world that my devotees will never be vanquished. Will never be vanquished. Kontya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasyati. Similarly, there are many passages in the Bhagavad Gita, and quoting from Bhagavad Gita, because this book is very popular all over the world, and try to understand, read this book, very valuable book of knowledge. So, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maan budha bhava samannita. Who can worship Krishna? That is described here. That Buddha, Buddha means most intelligent person. Bodha, Bodha means knowledge. And Buddha means one who is wise, full of knowledge. Everyone is after knowledge. Here you have got this Washington University, there are many students, they have come here to acquire knowledge. So, one who has acquired the perfection of knowledge or the highest platform of knowledge, he is called Buddha. So, not only Buddha, but Bhava Samannita. Bhava means excess. One must be very learned and wise. At the same time, he must feel ecstasy, spiritual. Such person, Krishna says, iti matya bhajante ma. Such person worships me or loves me. One who is very intelligent and one who is transcendentally very full of ecstasy, such person loves Krishna or worships Krishna. Why? Because iti matta, by understanding this, what is this? Now, aham sarvasya prabhu. I am the origin of everything. Sarvasya. Anything you bring, that is, if you go on search out, then you will find ultimately it is Krishna. The Vedanta also says the same thing. What is Brahma? Athāta Brahma jigyāsa. This life, this human life, we have now, in other life, we have enjoyed sense pleasure to the fullest extent. What we can enjoy in this human life, in other life, of course, according to Darwin's theory, just prior to this human life, there was monkey life. So, the monkey, you have no experience, in India you have got experience, each and every monkey has got at least 100 girls with him. 100. So, what we are in India? Every each they have got party. And each party, one monkey has got at least 50, 60, not less than 25. So, a hog's life, they are got also dozens of, and they have no distinction with my mother, with my sister, with my relative. You see? So they enjoy. So do you mean to say that human life is meant like that, like monkeys and hogs and cats and dogs? Is that perfection of human life? To satisfy sense gratification? No. That we are enjoying in various forms of life. Now, the Vedanta says, athātu brahma jignāsa. This life is for inquiring and understanding Brahma. What is that Brahma? Ishvara Parama Brahma or Ishvara Parama Krishna. And Krishna is Parabrahma. Brahma, we are all Brahma. But he is Parabrahma, the Supreme Brahma. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Just like you are all American, but your President Johnson is the Supreme American. That is nature. Veda says that the supreme of everyone is God. Nitya Nityanam Chitana Chitananam. Who is God? That he is the most perfect eternal. He is the most perfect living force. That is God. Eka bahunam vidadhati kama. Eka bahunam vidadhati kama. The meaning is that one living force is supplying all the demands of all other living entities. Just like in a family, the father is supplying the necessities of the wife, the children, the servants, small family. Similarly, restaurant is the government or the state or the king is supplying the necessities of all the citizens. But everything is incomplete. Everything is incomplete. You can supply your family, you can supply your society, you can supply your country. But you cannot supply everyone. But there are millions and trillions of living entities we supply food. We supply hundreds and thousands of ants within the hole in your room. We supply food. When you go to the green lab, there are thousands of ducks. Who is taking care of them? But they are living. There are millions of sparrows, birds, bees, elephants. At one time, he eats 100 pounds. Who is supplying food? Not only here, but as there are many millions and trillions of planets and universes everywhere. That is God. Nitya Nityanam Eka Bhunaya Vidhati Kama. Everyone is dependent on him and he is supplying all the necessities. All the necessities. Everything. Complete. Just like this planet. Everything is complete. Purnamidam, Purnamata, Purnamada, Purna Purna Udachet, Purnasya Purnamalaya, Purnameva Vasishtate. Every planet is so made that it is complete in itself. The water is there, divine, in the seas and oceans. That water is taken away by the sunshine. Not only here, in other planets also, the same process is going on. It is transformed into cloud, then distributed all over the land, and there is growing vegetables, foods and plants, everything. So everything is complete. Arrangement. That we have to understand. That who has made the complete arrangement? Everywhere. The sun is rising in due time, the moon is rising in due time, the seasons are changing in due time. So how you can say there is evidence in the Vedas? There is God. In every scripture, every great personality, devotee, representative of God, just like Lord Jesus Christ, he gave information of God. Although he was crucified, he never changed his opinion. So, we have evidences from scripture, from Vedas, from great personality. If still if I say God is not dead, there is no God, then what kind of man I am? This is called demon. They will never. Just opposite, demon is Buddha. Buddha means very intelligent, wise man. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that for Krishna de bhaje sevarasya. Anyone who becomes attracted by Krishna and loves him, worshipping means loving. In the beginning it is worshipping. But at the end it is love. Worship. So, iti matta bhajante mana buddha. Anyone who is wise, who is intelligent, who knows that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Ishara parama Krishna sachidananda vigraha anadi radi govinda sarvakarana kar. Sarvakarana, everything has cause and effect. So we go on finding out what is the cause of this, what is the cause of this, what is the cause of this. Then you will find Krishna. Sarvakarana kar. And Vedanta says, janmadasya japaha. You cannot say something has sprang automatically. That is Buddhism. Everything has its source of generation. Everything. And that is intellect. Don't say, just like in modern times say, that there was a chunk and there was creation. Perhaps. That is also perhaps. So, this kind of knowledge is useless. You must find out. If I ask the scientists, what is the cause of this chunk? They cannot explain. So, find out the cause. And you find that if I cannot find, then we have to follow Mahajana Jinagata Sapanta. We have to follow the authorized acharya. If you be Christian, just follow Jesus Christ. He says there is God. Then accept there is God. He says that God created this. He says that let there be creation and there was creation. So you accept this. Yes. God created. Here also in Bhagavad Gita, God says, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. I am the origin. So, God is the origin of creation. Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all. So, we have to take the examples of great personalities. We have to study authorized books and Vedas. And we have to follow their example. Then, Krishna consciousness and God realization and God consciousness is not divided. It is very easy. There is no, I would say, any stumbling block in on the path of your understanding what is God. Everything is there. The Bhagavad Gita is there, the Srimad Bhagavat is there. Even you accept your Bible is there, the Quran is there, everywhere. Without God, there cannot be any book or scripture. Nowadays, of course, they are manufacturing so many things. But in any human society, the conception of God is there, according to time, according to the people, but the idea is there. Now you have to understand Jigyasa. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says that you try to understand God by inquiry. This inquiry is very important. In our process, Adu Gurbhasram Sadharma Pritya, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master and he has to inquire from him. Sadharma Pritya. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also says that Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam, one who is inquisitive to understand the absolute truth, he requires a spiritual master. Tatmād gurum pravaddeta jigyāsu sve uttamam. Jigyāsu means inquisitive, one who inquires. Inquiry is natural, just like a child. And with the development of his life, he inquires from his parents, father, what it is, mother, what it is. This is nice. A boy, a child who is inquiring. That means he is very intelligent. So we should be intelligent and inquire. Jigyasa, Brahma Jigyasa. This life is for Brahma Jigyasa. To understand, to inquire about God. Then, his life is success. Asada Brahma Jigyasa. And after inquiring, understanding, then what is that mistake? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Bohunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mahala Prabhadat. After many, many births of inquiry, when one becomes actually a wise man of knowledge, then what happens? බොහෝනාන් ජන්ම නවන්තේ ගර්වන් මාන ප්‍රපද්ද. He surrenders unto me, Krishna. Why? Vāsudeva Sarvami. He understands that Vāsudeva Krishna is the cause of all causes. Some Mahatma Sudullo. But such kind of great soul is very rare. To understand, therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Sivara Chokru is very intelligent. So these are the definition of intelligent person. So, if we want to be intelligent, we can adopt the process how to become intelligent. But, on the other hand, if we are actually intelligent, why not take this Krishna consciousness in it and become intelligent? Without going through the process, to take, it is offered to you by the most magnanimous incarnation Lord Chaitanya. He is offering it. Krishna Prema Pradaya is giving you love of Krishna. Rupa Goswami offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavananda. Krishna Prema Pradaya. Oh, Lord Chaitanya, you are the most charitable magnanimous of all incarnations. Why? Because you are directly giving love of Krishna. The love of Krishna which cannot be achieved after many, many births, you are delivering it. Cheaply, just, immediate. Namo Mahavananaya Krishna Prima Pradarthi. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanaya. They could understand that you are Krishna. Otherwise, it was not possible by anyone to offer Krishna prema, love of Krishna so cheaply. You are Krishna, you are Bhagavata. And actually he is so. Krishna failed to give Krishna prema, love of Krishna when he came personally and taught Bhagavad Gita. He simply says, Sattva Dhammaan Paritra Jumani Kaṁ Sarvam Vraja. But people misunderstood him. Therefore, Krishna came as a devotee and offered Krishna prema to the people in general. So, our request to everyone that you take this Krishna consciousness movement and you feel that I don't want any more, anything more. I am satisfied. Fully satisfied. Thank you. Any question? By your anxiety. If you are anxious to serve Krishna, that is the real asset. Krishna is unlimited. Well, what service you can offer to him? And he has got unlimited servants also. What service he requires from you and me is perfect in himself. He doesn't require any service also. But if you are anxious to serve him, then he does not refuse. That is his mercy, that is his magnanimity. So the more you increase your anxiety to serve Krishna, the more it becomes perfect. He is unlimited, your anxiety will become unlimited, so there is competition. The more you serve Krishna, the more he accepts you, and the more he gives you intelligence. You see? So the spiritual world is unlimited. There is no end of service, and there is no end of accepting service. It is not that. So, eagerness. Tatra lullam eka mullam. That is, I am not manufacturing the answer, but I am giving you evidence from Rupa Goswami, our acharya. He says, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam jali kusopi labhate. My dear gentlemen, my dear boys, girls, if you can purchase your sense of loving Krishna, how I can love Krishna more and more? This much. Right? This and that. If you can purchase this moti, means intelligence. It is very nice intelligence. How I shall serve Krishna? Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita moti. Moti means intelligence. Or status of mind that I will serve Krishna. If you can purchase the status of mind anywhere, please immediately purchase. Then, next question will be, alright, I shall purchase. Well, what is the price, do you know? Yes, I know what is the price. What is that price? Lullam, simply your eagerness. That's it. Lullam ekam ullam. Oh, that I can have. No. Na janma kodihi sukritihi labhate. This eagerness, how to love Krishna, this is not available even after many, many births. So, if you have a pinch of that anxiety, how I can serve Krishna? You must know you are the most fortunate. A pinch on low love, this anxiety, how I can serve Krishna? It is very nice. Then Krishna is really intelligent. Tesam satadvijittanam bhajatam pritipurvakam anyone who is engaged with love and affection in my service, without any hypocrisy, then Krishna can understand everything. He is within you. Then he will give you intelligence. By that what you do like. And by doing that, what will I see? Jena maam upajanti. He will come back to me. And what profit you will get by going there? Jadgatyana nivartanti tadhāma parambha. Māni pāta prapāsthisa jetīsu pāpajuna. Dukkhālāyama pāsthapa. There are so many. Please read Bhagavad Gita as it is. You'll get perfect knowledge. The science of God. That is the only study for humanity. So, simply your eagerness is the perfection for serving Krishna. Increase that eagerness. And eagerness means, if you love Krishna, that eagerness will increase. This is your increase of love. How I said, sir, Krishna? Because you are voluntary servant, nobody is forcing. That means unless you love Krishna, how that eagerness will increase? So there are so many things to love Krishna. Beginning is this Savanam Kirtanam. This Savanam, hearing and chant. Hearing, you are hearing Hare Krishna, you are hearing Bhagavad Gita, you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna and chanting. This is the beginning. Then, naturally, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasivanam Achyanam Bandhanam Dastam Sakham Mahatmani Jeevanam. These 9 kinds of different varieties of service to Krishna will enlighten you, will advance you in Krishna consciousness, and your life will be successful. Any other question? Try to understand. Question. It is not a thing that we are forcibly pushing. You have got intelligence. Krishna has given you intelligence. Try to understand your intelligence. But do not try to avoid. Make your question to understand. Not making question to avoid. There are 2 kinds of questions. That question will not help you. If you try to avoid, then Krishna will help you to avoid. And if you want to capture Krishna, then Krishna will help you. How he can catch? 2 things are main. Whatever path you want, you can accept. Jidathamang prabuddhante tang sathayo bhajam. Krishna helps according to the person's attitude. If there are just like so many philosophers, they want to forget Krishna. Just like we find in Dr. Radhakrishna's book, in the 9th chapter, Krishna says, Manmana bhava madbhakta madjajimana namaskuru. The translation is all right. But he comments, it is not to Krishna that you have to surrender. Yes. That means, his whole process of writing the book is to mislead person how one can forget Krishna. So, if anyone wants to forget Krishna, Krishna will give him such intelligence that he will never be able to understand. But if anyone tries to love Krishna, understand Krishna, he gives full of intelligence, he can understand. That is it. He has a full leeway. But if you forget Krishna, then you have to serve Maya. And if you love Krishna, then Maya will leave you.
After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it says that he met his mother. I always thought that sannyas could not do that.
No, sannyas cannot meet his wife. A sannyas is forbidden to go home and never meet his wife. But he can meet his father. But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go to his home. It is by arrangement Advaita Prabhu brought his mother to see Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after accepting sannyas, he was just like mad after Krishna. He was going on the shore of the Ganges, forgetting that this is Ganges. He thought that this is Jamuna. I am going to be now following this. So, Nityananda Prabhu sent one man that I am following Chaitanya. Please inform Advaita to bring one boar in some ghat so that he will be able to take him to his home. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was expressing, then he saw all of his patterns that Advaita was waiting with the boar. So, he asked him, Advaita, why you are here? Yes, it is Jamuna. Now, Advaita said, yes, my dear Lord, wherever you are, it is Jamuna. So, you come with me. So, he went, and when he went to Advaita's home, then he saw, you have misled me, you have brought me at your home, it is not Vrindavan. How is that? All right, sir, you have come by mistake, so please remain here. So he immediately sent one man to his mother, because he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted sannyas, he is never coming back again to home. So his mother is mad after the son. He was the only son. So he gave a chance to his mother to see him for the last time. That was the arrangement of faith. So when mother came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately fell down on the feet of his mother. He was a young man, 24 years old, and the mother, when he saw that his son had accepted sannyas, there is a daughter-in-law at home. Naturally, woman, she was very much affected, began to cry. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to pacify her. Very nice words. He says, my dear mother, this body is given by you. So I should have engaged my body in your service. But I am your foolish son. I have done some mistakes. Please excuse. So that thing is very pathetic. Separation between mother. All right, chant.
Thank you.
भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रोवाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय समाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रमुखानंद श्री अद्वैत कलाधान शिवाचार गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ शाम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय भगवती धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी की जय गंगा माई की जय गंगा माई की जय गावी तो भक्तविंद की जय आज गौरी सुजा समृद्ध भोग आज गौरी सुजा समृद्ध भोग आज गौरी सुजा समृद्ध भोग थैंक यू वेरी मच
Yeah.